Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and the other Great Lakes governors announced last December that they'd agreed to a new proposal to protect against large diversions of water from the Great Lakes Basin. But none of the 8 state legislatures around the lakes have given their approval yet. Now, in Madison, a large committee of lawmakers, local officials, environmentalists, academics, and business representatives are about to start reviewing the so-called Great Lakes Compact. Republican State Senator Neil Kedzie of Elkhorn chairs the panel. He says one of the biggest discussions will be over setting a boundary of the Great Lakes Basin.
There is disagreement currently as to whether the subcontinental divide, which runs through Waukesha and Rock County from up in the Green Bay region, whether that is the true definition of the boundary of waters that do actually go back into the Great Lake Basin, or is it the shale layer, which extends further west, that really creates the border.
A newly agreed upon boundary of water flows could affect inland communities that are pushing to use the Great Lakes as their source of drinking water. Senator Kedzie says setting guidelines for bottling water from the lakes will also be a point of contention.
Currently, beverages such as soda and beer are considered food products and are not regulated under the compact. But if you take regular water, you're restricted to 5.1 gallons total per container to be removed from the area. There's been the question whether or not if you add any flavoring to water, does that now constitute a food product?
Kedzie says the Great Lakes panel is scheduled to complete its work in about 5 months, in time to give its opinion on a compact ratification bill to the next state legislature. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.